The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this day, 19 May 2010. I screwed it up in the last hour. My atomic clock is broke. I actually had to look at my watch and the calendar at the same time. At any rate, talking today with co-author of the book, The Manchurian President. Has this turned into a nation's bestseller yet?
Oh, first 2 days that we were out, we were sold out. We went number 4 on Amazon, new book. We're number 22 on this past weekend on the New York Times bestseller list. We went from the bottom to 22. So, yeah, and it sold out everywhere, although I can assure people the printing has been done and the books are on their way to distribution, and the demand has been so overwhelming we did not anticipate it.
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine had written a book, and this network had published it. And I know I've arrived when Joe Farah goes after a Republican. I know when I have arrived when that happens. And the name of the book was One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And it was an expose about George Bush, because everybody was thinking, oh, gosh, you know, this guy's a Republican, which automatically means conservative, which means he's going to do the constitutional thing, which means. And George Bush was probably one of the worst presidents this country has had in quite some time. But now, all of a sudden, you know, people were willing to let that slide. And then we have Barack Obama, and he is obviously a socialist. And then people are up in arms about it. You know, I have a good way, Brenda. And this can be a measuring stick for any political candidate. I don't care if it's from the Independent Party or Constitution Party or Libertarian Party or Democrat, it doesn't matter. Here's the test. You take out the Constitution. If these people that run for office that think that this is just a pomp and ceremony and something that they have to go through, you know, like a swearing-in ceremony and the allegiance to the Constitution, that is just pomp and ceremony so they can get into office and do whatever they damn well please, they had better rethink that strategy. Did I lose her?
No, I'm still here, although I was supposed to be gone over a half an hour ago.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll keep you this short little segment. We only have about 3 minutes left. Let me snag one more call, to be fair to the callers. Lark in Texas, you're on with Brenda.
Hi, John, and congratulations on the publication of your book, Brenda. This is fantastic. Quick question regarding the subject matter of your book. Did you happen to touch upon the murder of Lieutenant Quarles Harris, the young man who was cooperating with federal investigators regarding the passport fraud with inside the State Department?
No, we did not. This is the second time that I've heard about this was brought up today, actually. What we had to do was we had to focus. There, as you are aware, I am sure, there are a million different directions you can head in when you're writing about this man. It's just incredible. We had to narrow that focus to people that helped him along his way, who are fellow travelers in the small C communist meaning of things. But these are all the people that he interacted with from youth until even now that have all these questionable connections. And we tried very hard, not even the birth certificate. We really didn't want to go there, but we did know we had to address it.
All right, Brenda, I know you've got to run here. I'll put out all the information of where they can get the book after this break. I appreciate you spending the time with us today.
No problem. My pleasure.
All righty, ma'am. Thank you. We'll break. We'll be back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. So using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
If you want to get a copy of the book, The Manchurian President, Barack Obama's Ties to Communists, Socialists, and Other Anti-American Extremists, you can go to the website, themanchurianpresident.com. Or I'm sure if you go to WorldNet Daily site, they also have it up there as well. Gee, I hope I didn't scare Brenda off by saying, you know, when Joe Ferrer goes after a Republican, I know that I've arrived. Hey, I know, Joe, say it ain't so. You know, I remember WorldNet Daily, when they first hit the scene, they were cutting edge. You know, everybody was tickled and ecstatic, and, you know, they just, hey, you know, this is pretty cool. And then it morphed into he wanted to go after the mainstream audience and then modified his message, and then morphing into a neocon himself and an Israeli firster butt kisser. Saying ain't so, Joe. We've moved beyond that. L.A. mayor dismisses warning that Arizona could cut off power over boycott. This is starting to heat up. It's heating up because this law is due to go into effect, I believe, June 1 in Arizona. And we're starting to get some flack on this side of the fence as to what this is really about and national ID cards and all this other stuff. Well, and I just wished, you know, here's my thing. You know, you can criticize that, but here is the problem. Problem? and then I want solution. Problem, we have illegal aliens running around this country, dropping anchor babies all over the place. We still probably have somewhere in a neighborhood of 22 to 25 million of them, which is not a small percentage of the population. And you're all complaining, it's papers, please. Well, it's been stated time and time and time again, if in the course of a police officer's normal duty, traffic stop, which, we have a problem with that as well. I understand all of those dynamics. But it is up for an illegal to prove that they're here legally, that they've got a visa, they're naturalized, do you have your papers, please? Well, but then we can't profile. In other words, you got to go pick a white-haired old blue-eyed old man, and, you don't think he's an illegal Mexican, do you? So why are you going to ask him? And here's the position we find ourselves in. The solution is not letter perfect, but we know the problem is perfectly awful. So I want to hear the libertarian thinking guys out there, come up with a solution here, because we got a problem and it needs to be solved. Quit nilly-willy and picking fly crap out of the sugar bowl on this deal. And then there's a whole bunch of other dynamics thrown in. Well, they could do this and they could do that. Look, I think Arizona is a great start. Other states are looking to adopt the same thing as what Arizona is doing. Why? Because the federal government has not failed. Failed implies to me that there was an attempt that just didn't work. There has been no real attempt by the United States government to seal off that border, period. And we can trace this problem back here, let me see, some 14, 15 years? No, 20, take that back, 24, 25 years, back to Ronnie Reagan. Oh, didn't Ronnie Reagan do the 1986, let's pacify the illegals and, we'll give you citizenship. Well, that opened up the floodgates. And it wasn't too much longer after that we had this wonderful international cooperation called NAFTA. Remember what the politician said? That, hey, this is going to mean millions of jobs and more economic opportunity for you Americans, so don't sweat it. And that was not the truth. Did it benefit Mexico? Not that I've seen. Did it up their standard of living? Well, if it did in 1992, why the hell did they come here for the jobs? Something is wrong. So, I'm cautioning those of us that have eyes to see and ears to hear, unless you got a better solution, shut up. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villarosa on Wednesday defiantly rejected a warning by a top Arizona utilities official that the state could cut off power to Los Angeles should the city proceed with its boycott of all things Arizona. Now, again, let me point out that not too much in California comes by way of Arizona, but they're making a political statement. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio on Wednesday defiantly rejected a warning by that top Arizona utilities official that the state could cut off the power to Los Angeles should they try to proceed with its boycott. Spokesman David Beltran told Fox News that the message didn't even warrant a response. We're not going to respond to threats from a state which has isolated itself from America that values freedom, liberty, and basic human rights, is what Beltran said. That was after Gary Pierce, a commissioner on a five-member Arizona Corporation Commission, wrote a letter to Villagrosa slamming the city's council decision to boycott the Grand Canyon State in protest of its immigration law by suspending official travel there and ending future contracts with state businesses. Noting that a quarter of Los Angeles electricity comes from Arizona power plants, Pierce threatened to pull the plug if the city council does not reconsider. Pierce told Fox News, he said, doggone it, if you're going to boycott this candy store, then don't come in for any of it. Now, in the letter, he ridiculed Villagrosa for saying But the point of the boycott was to send a message by severing the resources and ties they share. And I'm going to read the letter because I actually have a copy of the letter that was sent. You know, we're, I like to be all-inclusive here, not just give you a little soundbite. Here's the letter that Gary Price, it's not Pierce, by the way. Fox News got it wrong. Gary Price, an unofficial letterhead of the commissioners. He says, "Dear Mayor Villagrosa, I was dismayed to learn that the Los Angeles City Council voted to boycott Arizona-based companies on a vote you strongly supported to show opposition to SB 1070. You explained your support for the boycott as follows. While we recognize that as neighbors, we share resources and ties with the state of Arizona that may be difficult to sever. Our goal is not to hurt the local economy of Los Angeles, but to impact the economy of Arizona. Our intent is to use our collars, C-O-L-L-A-R-S, or the withholding of our dollars to send a message." Price wrote, he says, "I received your message. Please receive mine. As a statewide elected member of the Arizona Corporation Commission overseeing Arizona's electric and water utilities, I too am keenly aware of the resources and ties we share with the city of Los Angeles. In fact, approximately 25% of the electricity consumed in Los Angeles is generated by power plants in Arizona. If an economic boycott is truly what you desire, I will be happy to encourage Arizona utilities to renegotiate your power agreements so Los Angeles no longer receives any power from Arizona-based generation. I am confident that Arizona's utilities would be happy to take those electrons off your hands. If, however, you find that the city council lacks the strengths of its convictions to turn off the lights in Los Angeles and boycott Arizona power, please reconsider the wisdom of attempting to harm Arizona's economy. Peoples of goodwill can disagree over merits of SB 1070. A statewide economic boycott of Arizona is not a message in goodwill. Signed, Commissioner Gary Price." And he's got him. Now, is Arizona going to have a problem if California really wants to get stupid? Like I said, you got all those illegals in Los Angeles. Put them on little power generation bicycles. They're out there sapping your resource out of the state by way of money. Put them on a little bicycles. Make them generate electricity for 3 hours a day. Try that one. And then you can tell Arizona, go fly a kite in the Grand Canyon. It's just, and what's really sad about this, the overall picture of this, I'll tell you how bad it's getting. Even Major League Baseball is considering, should we do something about this? You know, because we got a lot of international ball players. Well, you know, somebody gave me some tickets to a ball game for the Texas Rangers. Went up there near Dallas. Great facility. Went and watched the Tigers play. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the faces that are putting up on the scoreboard. "I don't see no stinking white people, man. What the hell happened to baseball? I thought it used to be America's pastime. Even if this truly is democracy, do white people still occupy 51% of the bodies here in this country? So, hey, Major League Baseball, you want to, you know, I'm not a fanatic. I happen to think that your season is a little bit too long, 186 games. You start playing your game when it's freezing and you end when it's freezing. Can you cut out a little out of the middle, maybe 30 games, so we can start and begin this? But anyhow. You see my point. Jeez. We ain't got no stinking white baseball players, man. I'm going to boycott because you're hateful. Okay, great. Then you don't get paid for swinging a stick at a little ball and playing a kid's game. And by the way, you can go back to Dominican Republic or wherever the hell you came from. I'm sure we got a lot of white people who like to play the game of baseball for money in this country. It's all becoming so contentious and racist, isn't it?
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here, Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
And I did my part by supporting Arizona. What I do now is I buy a lot of like automotive parts and all kinds of other stuff on the internet, and I usually buy from other states, but I specifically went to Arizona and bought from companies in Arizona, telling them that I did that in support of their state. And they really appreciated it. I got some stories from those people, John, that you would not even believe.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you what. When we start posting pictures on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and I start having magazines and news agencies calling me going, oh, where did you get those pictures? Do you have the rights? You know, when we start showing headless corpses and how really bad this is, and the same thing happened when the Cubans tried to take over the cocaine traffic and all the money down in Florida back in the 80s. Only when the headless corpses start showing up on the streets of Miami did they want to do something about it. Until that time, all the officials and everybody that was bought off, police chiefs and everybody else, they were sitting there enjoying the hell out of their money. But only when the bodies started to show up did they do something about it. And this is the... You know, the thing about this is, Steve, if you hit people between the eyes with the unbridled, here it is, here's the truth, how do you like it, then they start to make up their minds. Then you start to delve into their psyche and their soul as to what they're really about and what they'll tolerate and what they won't.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, John, what I did was I downloaded those photographs and I included them in all my emails.
Good.
With a warning, of course.
Yeah.
Telling them that it was kind of graphic, but just to let them know what's
kind
going
of.
On. And I think that's the secret to getting a lot of this information out, especially about Republic Broadcasting. I also put a link on to RBN in all my emails, just so that people will know, you know, that you guys are out there and that you got an awesome site and an awful lot of great information that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Well, and you know, I got a little bit of good news today. I won't give names out, but there was a gentleman that, by way of Don Rahmaker, is friends with him, and he is a media consultant, and he's been doing this for years and years and years and years and years and then some more years. This guy literally got $1,000 an hour. And by chance, he was listening. He was just going through the web, and all of a sudden, we popped up. And what was playing was Don Rahmaker. Well, he knew Don, and he's listening to the network, and then he took an interest. He started to listen to all of the programming on the network, and he was impressed. So that's telling you one thing right now. The political winds have shifted in this country far enough. Because the description he gave, he said, you know, he says you're right on the line of mainstream and right on the line of alternative. And he said, this is a very niche market. Man, I disagreed with that. With my friend, I said, no, not a niche market. It is the new market that's coming in. People are geared right now to hear the unbridled right between the eyes truth because they've been lied to most of their lives from about everybody that could lie to them.
Yeah, actually the United States is the most heavily propagandized country on the planet.
You know,
we've got 24-hour news, but it's all from one source.
Well, yeah, and you know, when you've got to go to Russian television, or you've got to go to the UK and their newspapers, the Telegraph or whatever, or some Australian paper to find out what's going on inside the United States, you know, is it any wonder why the people in the newsroom over at CNN listen to this network? Because we do the stories that they're not allowed to do. And a
Absolutely.
Lot of them down there want to.
Yep. And, you know, John, I had a chance today to talk to a friend of a friend who is an IRS agent. And he did not know that the United States is almost bankrupt. He did not know that the group that he works for is not an agency of the United States government. He had no idea. And he still doesn't believe me. So I gave him some homework to do, and hopefully he'll get his act together. But, you know, it's these useful idiots in the government that are giving us all the trouble.
Well, tell you what, this is a fight, and I did not expect it. I'm going to be honest here, Steve. You know, about this, you know, I saw the hate crime legislation being passed. I know that we had a bunch of socialists in and around our governments, and I said governments, plural, state and federal. You know, I've asked for, give me somebody with some semblance of a modicum of conservatism in California. Nobody could give me even a name or a whiff of somebody that maybe have even gotten close to the Constitution. They couldn't do it. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, man, how bad, how far is this? How far has it gone? How bad is it really getting? And it's bad.
Oh, it is. And the one thing that we need to do is we need to hold these people that are running for office, their feet to their fire, by asking them questions about the Constitution. The heck with who'd you sleep with and, you know, how many staff members have you been, you know, dating in the last couple of months?
Yeah.
You know, that's secondary. The one thing that we need to do is insist that our representatives and people that we elect in the government know the Constitution and know why they're there.
Well, and here, you know, during one of the breaks, I'm sitting here and I'm just pondering the day's goings on and what I'm hearing from my guest and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the people that are out there, you know, form your own committees. If you got people, and I don't care, if you're Democrat, Republican, if you got to hold your nose what's going on in your own state legislature, start forming your own groups and start going after these people and latch on to them and never let go of them. Never.
Absolutely. I'll let you go, John.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. We'll continue to take some more calls, more news and information coming your way.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, 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 well. More state banks may create public bank document actions. What? More states may create public banks document actions. Okay, Ellen Brown, what do you mean by that? By 2011, only one state will have escaped the credit crunch that's pushing other states toward insolvency. Only one, North Dakota. And why? Well, North Dakota is the only state that owns its own bank. The state has its own credit machine, making it independent of Wall Street banking crisis that has infected the rest of the country. Country, my eyeball, the rest of the world. The new headquarters of the Bank of North Dakota is in Bismarck. Now, several states are either studying the prospects of a state-owned bank or are considering legislation to make one possible. I'm telling you, folks, it ain't perfect. Is it still going to be fiat-based? Yeah. Is it going to be fiat currency? Yes, it is. But, yeah, you don't take a newborn and try to shove Whole Foods down its throat. You know, you got Mama's Milk, or you got Enfamil, and then you got the pureed stuff, and then you can go to the hard stuff. Yeah, give that baby the hard stuff. But it's transitional. You can't feed your baby hard stuff any more than you can just wean yourself off of the Fed Reserve. What are you going to deal with? Oh, that's right. We can barter. We can do this and that. Yeah, I understand that. But I'm not looking here for barter for a way of life. Okay, let's have an honest currency that we can exchange with each other that's got a value to it. And the value of this deal, as I've said repeatedly, ad nauseum, is the profits that come off of the service fee or the interest, however it's structured. It goes back to the state. It keeps the money in the state. Five states have bills pending. Massachusetts, believe that or not, Massachusetts. Maybe the people in Massachusetts are waking up. One can only hope. How powerful is God? I will say a prayer to God. Washington, Illinois, Michigan, and Virginia. And Michigan, I can see. I can see Michigan doing this big time. In April, documentary filmmaker and Virginia resident Bill Still showed his new award-winning documentary on the topic, The Secret of Oz, which my friend just did down there at the China Emperor last Friday. I hope you were there. Yeah, showed this new award-winning documentary on the topic, The Secret of Oz, to the Missouri House of Representatives. Representative Alan Isett, God bless him, I know Alan. I had dinner with Alan. Alan is one of the few people in the entire state of Missouri that's an honest guy. And I looked across the table and I said, Alan, why the hell don't you run for governor? Don't you think the majority of the people in the state here of Missouri would want you as governor? After all, they're the ones both sides of the aisle elected you to take care of the purse strings. That treasurer kind of dude. Now do you have their attention? Budgetary crisis? I said you would be the focal point. I know you got a political machine up here, my friend, but you can smash that by way of the will of the people. Any rate, Representative Alan Isett, a candidate for the state auditor, well, that's what he was before, and looks like he's running for it again, proposed using the Virginia proposal as part of the study on State Bank in Missouri and said he would hold committee hearings this summer. Also in mid-April, the Hawaii's House approved a resolution asking the state to study the possibility of establishing a state-run bank there as well. State Representative Marcus Oshiro, a Democrat who chairs the Finance Committee, called the state-run bank a reasonable public option. Don't tell me that a Democrat has a good idea. Only after somebody else shows them. Any rate. Other state legislators entertaining proposals for forming state-owned banks include New Mexico and Vermont. Now, candidates in eight states are running on state-owned bank platforms. That's right, they're making it a political platform, and what a better way to do it. What are we all in? The financial melt-up or meltdown, depending on your view. And here they are. They're Democrats, two Greens, and two Republicans, and, oh, by the way, one Independent. I'm going to have to get Alan Isett on here. Alan is a truly decent man. And that's right, I said decent. In the world of politics today, it's the imminent front that's put on. That you're a baby kisser and you're an all-around good guy. And you're going to promise everything and then you're going to get in office and then people are going to see your true intentions. You can this is what I never understood. And I never had the art of doing it. Many people pride themselves as being chameleons, of being able to move and groove and associate and not make anybody mad. I don't know how that is possible. I don't even know that I even want to attempt that. Because I wear my stuff on my sleeve, man. I mean, I am who I am. I am what I am. I'm a product of my upbringing and, thank God, of my mother. She could have been a socialist, but she wasn't. At any rate, 800-313-9443. We'll take a few more calls into this hour. Rand Paul, by the way, won the primary in Kentucky. And how? There is a God. Because Mr. Arlen Specter, out of Pennsylvania, is now bye-bye. Although, to save political face and give him a good stiff upper lip and more hair on his head, he said he might consider independent or no. Stick a fork in this guy, he's done. So much so that he knew with what was coming. Now, you want to talk about insiders and their visions and projections of what's going in the future. Do you think Arlen Specter jumped from the Republican Party to the Democrat Party for no good reason, other than maybe trying to stay elected? Well, that's what the guy always was. He was a rhino, a Republican in name only. And don't get too giddy out there, because Republicans are just as guilty and just as bad as the Democrats, because they just pander to different things and do different things. Now, no self-respecting Republican out there is going to be on the march for socialism. That's the Democrats' job. But how good old Allen lost it? And then this is... He got defeated at the hands of the upstart Representative Joe Sestak. Made him the second Senate incumbent to lose an inter-party battle in the 2010 elections. The largest number since four incumbents fell in 1980. Specter's loss will be endlessly examined and then re-examined and examined again in the days to come. At its root, there were two main factors at work: the perils of party switching and the anti-incumbent national environment, which is going to continue, folks. This election cycle is not going to change hardly anything. But they're now starting to get the idea that, you know what, the so far quintessential TV-watching, beer-swilling, I don't care what's going on, just leave me alone so I can watch my reruns of I Love Lucy, are now starting to awake from their slumber. Now, party switchers almost uniformly struggle the first time they are in on a ballot after the switch. The party they abandon detests them, and they'll do anything to try to bring about their demise, while the party they join is distrustful of both their motives and their loyalties. Why? And why are we talking in such ways? You know, why isn't a Democrat, as a Republican, just as loyal to the people of the country and to the Constitution and the law? Herein lies the problem. That's why I keep saying, you people got people in your state legislatures that are out of the box, over the top, ignorant, socialist, don't care. Go after them. Don't leave go of this guy until he loses his mind or loses his office. Pretty simple. By the way, the magic bullet man... You know, I had the distinctive pleasure back in the 90s when the Senate was holding militia hearings. Ooh, we got to find out what these militias are all about. And Arlen Specter was there. And Thompson was there as well. And another one, one of my favorites, Dianne Feinstein. You know, I was seated about 10 feet from her. A guy behind me said, you know how quickly I could go up there and jam a pencil in that woman's ear? I said, stop it. Stop it. Just go up there and fill up a glass of water and just accidentally spill it on her. That'll do it. At any rate, somebody got into his stuff about the magic bullet theory. And it was funny because, I mean, this was standing room only. Everybody from every press, and even foreign press, were there. There was law enforcement, higher echelons of law enforcement from many states. There was a lot of interest to find out what these wacky right-wing extremists were all about. And when the term magic bullet theory was brought up, the entire place laughed. And Mr. Specter took exception to that. He said, well, I'll call hearings on that. And don't bother, Arlen. The people are dead. The people were bought off or killed that surrounded the JFK assassination. Don't worry, you're safe for at least now. Well, no more Arlen Specter. And I am extremely, extremely glad. We need people that understand the law. And if you don't like the law, then seek to change the law. But until such time, I'm going to stick by it. I don't care. I mean, I do care. That's why I'm doing it. Just simply amazing. By the way, David Worthington, he's an attorney, and thanks for this, David. He said, President Barack Obama is at it again. Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan. Oh, here's another issue. God, I can't even get into the story. Why is it that we have presidents that nominate people based on philosophy? Why is it not based in law? Oh, well, that's the cursory questions that are usually thrown at these guys during a confirmation hearing. But keep in mind, Kagan is only 50. Guess what? If she's nominated for the Supreme Court, she's there for life, or until death do us part, which I guess is life. But why do we have people that have such disdain? And you could go back during their writings and their speeches and their this and their that, and you can find out exactly what they're about and realize something here, folks. Remember that little case that I talked about in Washington, D.C.? About is the Second Amendment, does that mean the right of the individual to keep and bear arms? Do you realize what would have happened to that vote if Kagan was on there when that came in front of the Supreme Court? It wouldn't have been 5-4, I can tell you that much. Well, Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Kagan, says she's not sympathetic to your Second Amendment rights. Now, that may be an understatement of this century so far, only a decade in. That is why this attorney is going after him. So weak-willed Republicans like John Kyle of Arizona never liked the guy. God, he was so much... It's kind of like McCain. When I see McCain, I get the same reaction. Now, they're already talking about surrendering to the anti-gun extremists pushing Kagan even without a fight. Ooh, the art of politics is compromise, right? Now, you see, not only is she not sympathetic to the constitutional rights, Kagan is a hardened opponent of your right to keep and bear arms. Going back to her time as a Supreme Court clerk, mind you, in 1987, Kagan supported gun licensing and registration. As a lawyer in the gun-grabbing Clinton administration, Kagan personally drafted an executive order for Billy Boy that would ban the importation of semi-automatic firearms. During a recent confirmation hearing as Solicitor General, Kagan dismissed the notion that the Second Amendment deserved unlimited protection against governmental regulations. Another unsympathetic appointment to the Supreme Court could reverse the recent gains we've worked to achieve. And we're talking about maintaining, not changing anything, folks, just maintaining. Now, tilting the scale with yet another anti-gun justice could jeopardize the most recent victory, as I said, the court, D.C. versus Heller, where the court properly held that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. And remember, as I said, that was a 5-4 victory. One thing is for certain. One more liberal vote on the Supreme Court and the D.C. versus Heller would have been exactly the opposite. If we had more appointees like President Obama's first nominee, Sonia Sotomayor, any ground we have gained in protecting our Second Amendment rights, it'll be gone, quite possibly forever. Now, if Kagan's confirmed, she could be that critical liberal vote for the anti-gun lobby and their allies. Now, and again, I can read. Can you read? I've read the Second Amendment. The right for people to keep and bear arms. Period. So, liberal or maybe a conservative that lost their mind, it's the law. I don't care what your background or your personal feelings are or whatever. You're there not to reinterpret the Constitution, but to pay strict adherence to the Constitution and rule that way, not from your little personal experiences or your personal, I don't like that. Yeah. You know, this, the folks, are the only thing we have left that has not happened in every other industrialized country around the world. Wait a minute, we got national health care. Oh, wait a minute, we got hate crimes legislation. The only thing that we don't have that the other industrialized countries have adopted That's right. Your right to keep and bear arms is at least we still have, which may be the most important right still left. Because can't things keep going the way they are in this country? Can you guess where I'm going with this? That there may have to be a second American Revolution. Do you think that we can just go back to sleep here and everything is going to be just fine? You know, and if you don't know the importance of freedom and liberty, then, and, hey, Bubba, don't tell me this is still the best place on the planet to live. Because it ain't. And I already know things are going to get much, much worse. And they ain't never going to get any better. And don't think that I was going to say things are going to get much worse before they get any better. No, they're only going to get worse. And I know the reasons why. It's the old handwriting on the wall. Take the break. Be back. Finish out this edition. This raggy edition. I hated doing this show today. Of the National Intel Report.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
On tomorrow's program, and I talked to this gentleman last night. We're going to have him up on the program, Brian Rainville. And this is the guy that, well, you'll hear the story tomorrow. But, you know, I had an ample opportunity to talk to him last night. I opened up his eyes. I said, you know what, Brian? Congratulations. Your alarm clock has gone off. Now, even though the guy is still a young man, 36 years old, teaches civics and constitution in his high school, when I got done with him last night, he was rather depressed. And I said, well, you know what? You got to go through this. You got to know what's going on in order for you to grok it, understand it. Don't be a stranger in a strange land here. Understand what the problem is fully, and then you can make up your mind as to what adjustment and what remedy needs to take place. So he will be on with us tomorrow, if he's not too depressed. No, he'll be with us. On Friday, of course, I'll have Gerald Celente with me as well, so you want to hang on with that. Celente, by the way, persona non gratis. He's been disappeared from the major medias because he was kind of like Bob Chapman, getting up there making the predictions as to what was going on, what was going to happen because of this banking stuff. And they really don't want to talk to him too much anymore. You know, one of these days we get this network big enough, Gerald Celente, I think, is a good replacement for Robbie Noel. Maybe that's the way to get to Robbie Noel. Ply him at his ego. Well, we're going to replace you with Gerald Celente, Robbie. Hey, thanks a lot. Well, Mr. Stopmiller, I've decided not to leave. I know he's listening to the show right now. Do you got his ISDN hooked up? I know he's hearing me today. How you hearing me there, Robbie? At any rate. So, stay tuned for that Friday. So, I'm out of stuff to talk about. My computer went on to fritz, and I didn't have nothing printed out, man. And I ain't got no callers, so I'm going to go play some music or something. Got anything there? Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Very, very happy. Now I know that's not what you'd expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall. But I found somebody with a heart as big as Texas. Gracefully, I always wanted.
With recent